You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 255. Make it so, Pond. So, just a couple of weeks after I post an episode comparing and contrasting Doctor Who and Star Trek, and just a day after I introduce my son to the new Next Generation Blu-ray, after months and years of not really thinking about Star Trek at all, here's Rich Johnston at the Bleeding Cool website apparently spoiling a likely announcement at Galley that there's going to be a comic book series in May from IDW Publishing. It's going to be an official crossover between Doctor Who and Star Trek. Either that's one heck of a coincidence, or I'm developing narcissistic personality disorder, or the world really does revolve around me. So you'll have to see the cover image at Bleeding Cool to believe it. Links in the show notes, of course. And if there were any doubt that this were for real, it got reblogged on the IDW and BBC Doctor Who Tumblr accounts. Matt Smith in Picard's captain's chair, making the engage gesture with Rory and Amy behind at the security station. I have only one thing to say to that. Where do I sign up? Seriously, Doctor Who and crossovers haven't exactly been strangers to comics. I mean, through the transitive property of the Marvel UK character Death's Head, the Doctor is already a full-fledged member of the Marvel superhero and the Transformers fictional universes, yes? When you get right down to it, yes, licensed crossovers are gimmicks, and if done badly, they can seem pretty insulting to fans who take their properties very seriously. But if you'll allow yourself the potential fun of it, these two universes actually work very well together. Leaving aside any historical conflicts, you know, Borg versus Cybermen, whatever, there are shared elements, including time travel through various means, interstellar empires, aliens with power beyond understanding. It goes on. In both series, we saw in A Christmas Carol that Star Trek-ish elements aren't out of place in modern Who, but a TARDIS wouldn't be so out of place on a Galaxy-class Enterprise either. At the end of the day, it's just a comic. One that could be a lot of fun. I'm totally buying it to find out. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 255. Thanks for listening. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord and on facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Next episode, probably going to be a few days, and it's going to be from Gallifrey 1 in Los Angeles. Can't wait. Look forward to talking to you from there.